Brakata Yahweh, Brakata Yahweh Shai, Kol Halayim La Yahweh, Bashem Yahweh Shai. Brakata means bless thee. Kol Halal means all praises. Yahweh, the Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means exist. Bahashem, which means in the name Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through Rakakwadash, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank Yahweh Bahashem Yahweh Shai for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and a remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations. But your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings. And this is a PSA, a public service announcement. And this is going into Esau's weaponry. And the reason why I wanted to go into this, because what's happening with Esau's weaponry going into his direct energy weapons, that technology is being deployed on people that are being labeled enemies of the state, and is a weapon that's being used, you know, basically in secret. They have spent billions of dollars on the technology that they really want to keep hidden. And they want to be able to torture people and basically destroy people's lives, you know, without even physically touching them. You know, this devil, he created the perfect weapon because it's all through plausible deniability that they can aim direct energy weapons at people that they considered not going along with the New World Order agenda, because the New World Order agenda is in place. You know, with the vaccines and scaring people to the point where they are injecting dangerous chemicals and biological biological agents, you know, nanotechnology into a person's body, and really is altering the person's DNA. You know, they have what's known as a CRISPR technology, which is to replace your, you know, your genes, man, you know, to replace, you know, who you are, to change the way that you think, to change the way that you feel, is all a part of their transhumanism. And people that are going or speaking against the wicked satanic system that they are implementing right under the noses of people. These people are being systematically targeted, you know, their reputation slandered, because they're running slander campaigns. Because if you get enough people to say a thing, you know, a rumor or, you know, whatever about you, and you get enough people on board, people going to believe it. You know, people going to believe what's being told, without even going to the person, because the Bible tells us, like, if you have an issue with someone, you're supposed to go to that person. You know, you're supposed to go to your brother or your sister if you have an issue with them. But in this satanic society, it's all based off lies and rumors, and people will talk shit about you and get, you know, become angry, and they don't even know what's going on, but they just going off of what someone else is, you know, was saying. That's why they don't want you to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. They want you to take on their heathenistic ways and how they handle situations, you know, how they interact with each other. You know, right now, even socially, they want you to be 6 feet away from people. So it's all about breaking down the family structure, breaking down societies, having people to cancel you, you know, for whatever you said, you know. And the thing about it is, even if they are, so-called hateful to black people, they use the N-word or whatever like that. You know, one thing you never want to do is you don't want to restrict anybody's freedom of speech, because these are the same people that will be an authority, and they will say how they feel online. And all that's going to do, when you cancel and you censor people, that's just going to make them go behind the scenes and hide. And but they still going to be in positions of authority to actually exhibit that hatred that they have for you. So the whole, you know, cancel culture is really demonic, you know, canceling somebody for what they say, because your very freedom of speech will most likely be next, whether you agree with a person or not, you know. And that's what's happening now. Whatever you say, whether you speak out against the vaccine, whether you speak out against homosexuality or against lesbianism, if you speak out about this evil satanic system, if you speak out about how our people were systematically persecuted by the United States government throughout history, if you speak out against that, all of that can get you labeled as a terrorist, as an enemy of the state. And by law, they will be legally, even though it's hidden, you know, under FISA courts, you know, you could be falsely accused without any proof, without any kind of actual tangible evidence that you committed a crime. But just by hearsay, you could be labeled as a criminal, put on a watch list, and systematically targeted, you know. So if you go to Walmart, if you go to you know, whatever grocery store, if you go to a car lot, or you go to the doctor's office, wherever you go, that dossier that they got on you is going to follow you, and the people there are going to be told how to respond to you, you know, whether ostracize you or say something that's going to offend you. Because also what they're doing is they want you to basically lash out, which will give them credibility on their phony watch list. So they have what's known as confidential informants that will go around and lie, slander, but also they will try to provoke you. That's where you get your agent provocateurs. So like during the time of those protests, you know, the Black Lives Matter protest or whatever protest was going on, you heard about those agent provocateurs throwing bricks in windows and urging protesters to commit crimes. And even with those smash and grabs that's happening, a lot of that is agent provocateurs that are encouraging gullible people to go along with doing things that ultimately is going to get them in trouble. And it's the same way with the agent provocateurs that's actually trying to provoke persons who are being targeted to lash out. So if a person is constantly being harassed, constantly being followed, stalked, their character is defamed, their character assassination. So after months or even years of that, a person can only handle so much stress like that before they lash out or they even snap, you know. And that's exactly what they want the person to do, so they can have their false witnesses, because the people that are provoking you, they're also false witnesses. The Bible go into the false witnesses, and also the Bible go into in the last days there shall be mockers. So the word basically mocker is people that are what is that word? I need to, because the Bible does specifically say people. Let me get that right quick. Let me look it up right quick, because I want to make sure that I'm giving the right definition. Because when you go into the word mockers, it's definitely leading to what these people are doing. There's scoffers. Salakia, the Bible says in the last day shall be scoffers. But when you go into the word scoffer, it means a mocker. So let's get that right quick. Last days. And we're going to get the definition, because these people, they're actually scoffers that are going around making rude comments and trying to set you up. You know, brothers and sisters out there that are being targeted by this satanic evil system that's worldwide. You know, mind you, people are being targeted worldwide. They're also being hit with direct energy weapons, which, you know, I'm going to go into. And that lines up with the scriptures in the book of Matthew chapter 24. So we're going to read out of the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. It says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. So mainly this is going into people that speak out against the truth. You know, you have people that are come on the common boards and they'll talk shit and they'll say, oh, you're not Israelites. And they'll say, oh, y'all were kings, and just really try to degrade the message, which is the gospel, the good news. And they try to make it seem like it's something that's, you know, laughable. But this is also going into in our daily lives where these people have been paid, whether through gift cards or getting their record expunged, to be agent provocateurs, to be confidential informants, to do things to try to piss you off. You know, people are actually out there getting paid to, again, be agent provocateurs. And don't think that it can't happen, because it Bible tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. So it's an old saying, history repeats itself. They did that during the time of COINTELPRO, which is during the 60s. You had people that were agent provocateurs that would go into different so-called Negro, Latino, Native American communities and just keep up a bunch of bullshit, a lot of strife, a lot of just, you know, doing things to sabotage any kind of progress. So scoffers, that's in Strong's number G1703. And let's get the pronunciation.
Okay. Here we go.
Strong's G1703 in Pike Tace. In Pike Tace.
So the word scoffer, it means slakia. From G1702, derider, a false teacher, mocker, scoffer. So in the last days, you're going to have mockers, people that mock. So part of the, you know, people out there that's talking shit about this truth, or, you know, I'm going into how these people are actually going out in the real world. That's, you know, in our daily lives, because this is all online, you know, so people, they're going to mock and talk shit. But I'm talking about in your daily life, out in the streets, out in communities, whether it be at your job, these people are getting paid to mock. So they will make little rude comments, you know, they'll say little things to try to piss you off. But the Lord told us that in the last days, you're going to have mockers. These people are being paid to mock. And, you know, just personally, you know, myself being placed on a terrorist watch list, I've had that happen to me many times before. And it haven't stopped. But, you know, the Lord had already told us that these people would mock us. They would do things, just make little comments. And I'm telling you, it's satanic what's happening, man. I'll give you an example. I had resigned from my job because the harassment was, you know, was over the top, you know, and more than likely they wanted me to quit anyways, but they wanted me to react, which I didn't give them the reaction that they wanted. So I basically did an immediate resignation. And then I got me another job, which is a lot better, you know, in regards to my hours and just the flexibility. But that weekend, it was this fat Edomite that had, and I knew that he was one of them that they sent. He just looked like he was one of them real redneck racist Edomites that are basically are happy that they're deputized to give a so-called Negro man, you know, basically, you know, as he think, you know, payback. So what happened was he had made a comment saying, yeah, that don't work, you know, and it was basically he was talking about, you know, like one of the drink machines or whatever like that. And he just kept saying it, you know, and I knew that he was indirectly
saying that about me because I had left my job. So they would do little bullshit like that because these people, again, they work together. They got a dossier. They know that I quit. So they will pay these people and they will say, okay, you need to say this to them. And this will really piss them off. So the Lord then already told us that in the last days, you're going to have mockers. So these people are mockers. They will constantly talk shit. So this is Jude 1 and 18. It says how that you that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. And that's what these people do. They are mockers, but they are walking after their own ungodly lust. Because, first of all, if you have no problem with no one, you personally, you shouldn't be trying to start shit with them. Because you don't know them, you know, the Bible tells us to live peaceably with all men. But because these people are walking around lying and slandering, they are following a multitude to do evil. And that's in the Bible. These people, that's what they're doing. They have gotten together in these harassment campaigns, these vigilante groups, neighborhood watch. Because these people in my neighborhood, you know, in the neighborhood that I live in, it's all kind of people that participate in harassing me, you know, and they're following the multitude to do evil. So this is the book of Exodus 23, verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. So these people, they're following the multitude to do evil because what they're doing is illegal. By stalking me, you know, harassing me, that's against Esau's laws, but mainly according to the laws of Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, because they have come together without cause to come against me. It says, neither shalt thou speak into cause to decline after many to rest judgment. So they are twisting judgment by what, you know, basically making their own laws, man, twisting righteous judgment, because the Bible says don't follow multitude to do evil. If these people had any kind of integrity, whatever they was told, you know, in regards to about me calling me a terrorist, because I looked up my name on one of those social media things, and they said that I was associated with terrorism or a terrorist. So these people, they have went off of that lie, but instead of having integrity, which these people don't have integrity, the system of white supremacy is not about integrity. These people are really void of righteous judgment. The Lord made them crooked that way. So if any Edomite come up to you trying to tell you about God, just tell them to kick rocks, because they don't know nothing about the Most High. They don't know anything about the Messiah. They don't know anything about the Lord's chosen people, because if they did, they would be telling you that you were an Israelite. It would tell you that you're God's chosen people, and that they were told lies. The image of Jesus Christ that people believe is all a lie. So they would tell you the truth, but they're not, you know. They're all liars, you know. So they're not gonna teach you the truth, and they got no business messing with our book. You know, these people are evil. And again, if they had integrity, they would say, nah, we're not going to mess with him. I don't know him, so why am I supposed to do this to him? You know, can I speak to him? But what they say is, they'll say, oh, he's under investigation, so you can't say nothing to him. You're obstructing justice. So that's how they're able to lie and keep the, you know, basically keep the shit going on by creating that stumbling block where you can't confront your brother about what's happening and ask, you know, like, hey, I heard this, you know, was said about you. Is it true? You know, and you could say, nah, it's not true. I'm not a terrorist. You know, they're lying on me. But of course, they're not going to do that because, again, they're the devil. They have to make these lies up to falsely accuse us, you know, and that goes into, you know, Matthew 24, where the Lord said that they will say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. So I like to read out of the book of Matthew. Let's see.
Let me go back to the app. So this is out of the book of Matthew chapter 24. And this is in the New Revised Standard Version. I normally read out of the KJV, but this is what I have available right now. So under Matthew 24, when you go to verse 9, it says persecutions foretold. So these are the foretelling of persecutions by our Lord Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. He told us what would happen in the last days. And we're in the last days. We're in a time of Jacob's trouble. So it reads, then they will hand you over to be tortured, and you will be put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. So, you know, you have what's known as the targeted individual program. And that's a loaded word, because when you look up the word targeted individual, you'll see a bunch of videos that make those, you know, those statements of being a targeted individual. They make it look like the person is crazy. So that lets you know that it was a word that was created as a, you know, basically as a technique to make the person's credibility diminish. You know, it's one of those PSYOP words, psychological operations words. So when you hear the word targeted individual, oh, that's those nuts that that are walking around with tinfoil hats and talk about they're being stalked and harassed and being, you know, hit with invisible weapons. Mind you, they have the technology on file. You know, you can look it up. It's patents that go into direct energy weapons. You look up microwave gun, you'll see the experimentation or testing of the weapons that's known for crowd control. So these weapons that are being deployed on U.S. citizens covertly, those weapons were used during the time, or they were, you know, they were present during the time of those different protests. So that's why you see those the tanks that was rolling down the streets during those different Black Lives Matter protests. It was tanks, and they had like these platforms on the top of it. That's what they used to dissipate the crowds, you know, crowd control weapons, hitting people with direct energy weapons, beams of energy that will burn the skin. So they're using those same weapons on people labeled as enemies of the state. So if you speak out against Big Pharma, if you speak out against the vaccine, if you speak out against all the different laws, if you speak out against police brutality, that could very well get you put on a terrorist watch list. And then they will implement certain you know, they through FISA courts, they will come up with all of these different things that they can do to you legally but without your knowledge. So a FISA court is that you're not present, so you're being charged without due process. And even in the Constitution, they say that you're supposed to have a right to meet your accusers, but through the FISA laws that was, you know, through that bullshit false flag 9/11 that took place, because that's all it was a false flag where these people allowed that to happen, that killed all of those people just so they could create all these draconian laws. So now under the Patriot Act, if you are labeled as an enemy of the state or, you know, a terrorist dissident, then they can run all these horrible programs on you. They also can experiment on you too, because then under those laws, your civil and human rights are taken away. So now these corporations, these companies like, you know, medical institutions, universities, the military, all of these different agencies and stuff like that, like DARPA,
They can run experiments on people, human beings, and torture them and perfect their direct energy weapons under the brain initiative, because they want to map out the brain, because the technology is going to be used on the masses of people. You only got a small population of people that's being targeted, that's being hit with direct energy weapons. They're also being slandered and lied upon, and they have harassment networks that are meant to make the person seem like they're delusional, because what's happening is covertly done to the masses of people, but it's overtly to the person who was being harassed and targeted, you know, for months or years. It's a plausible deniability. So the Lord told us that these people would hand over his people to be tortured, whether it be through the direct energy weapons, because eventually they're going to roll it out on the masses of our people. You know, you just right now got a few people, and then eventually other methods of torture, because torture is nothing new to these Edomites. They tortured our Lord and Savior Yahweh Shai. They falsely accused him of a crime. You had wicked Negroes that sold him out. You know, the wicked Pharisees and scribes that sold him out, you know, and delivered him up to the Romans, that beat him, tortured him, mocked him, you know, all the horrible things that happened to him. And then eventually he was put to death, you know, after being tortured, you know, sentenced to death. So the Lord told us that in the last days, his people, the elect, some of the elect, not all the elect, some of the remnant, and, you know, certain of the rest of Israel who are not of the elect and the remnant, the 2/3, are going to be targeted. They're going to be tortured and food shortages and all of that. But this scripture mainly is talking about those that believe in the Lord. You know, that's why it says, I read it again, it says, and they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, because the program that they have is a slow kill program. So persons that are being hit with direct energy weapons, where their body is burning and their body is slowly degrading, because a body can only take so much torture being hit with those invisible weapons. But the Lord told us that some will be put to death for the namesake of Yahweh Shai. So they're going to put more and more brothers and sisters out there on terrorist watch list for believing in the Lord. You know, because when they put you on a terrorist watch list, they say that you're either a terrorist or you're associated with terrorism. So, you know, through the new law that they got now, where they call people that have a racial identity, like being an Israelite, that's an identity that's racial. We believe that we're Israelites according to our bloodline, but then they use the word BIE, which stands for Black Identity Extremists, which I think they switched the word and now switched the word around. So now you could be very well labeled a terrorist for believing in a heritage, you know. And once you're labeled that, then they have laws on the books that will take away your civil and human rights. And again, it's a worldwide agenda. It's not just happening in America, but the program really was perfected here. Now you got other countries that are using that same satanic New World Order system to target people, you know, that are considered enemies of the state. And then they have agent provocateurs, spies, you know, confidential informants that are in the neighborhoods running around stalking, harassing, basically surveilling and causing all kind of mischief to try to get the person who's being targeted to snap. So they're false accusers. It says, then many will fall away. It says, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And that's also what's happening. You have people whose family members who have sold out. They are being paid to harass their own family members, or, you know, co-workers or whoever,
And because they were told that this person was a terrorist or they needed to be watched, people in the neighborhoods, you know, your neighbors that you've known for years, all of a sudden now they're acting salty towards you because they've been told lies. So all you got to do is go online and research the Stasi's, S-T-A-Z-I. And that's what happened during the time of the East Germans. So other than that, I'm going to end this video. I say Shalom, peace and blessings. Stay strong, brothers and sisters.